This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kelim Peg Tazai Mishneches. Tik the case of Hasayif, Vasakin Vapigyon. A Saif is a sword, a Sakin is a knife, a sharp one obviously. Pigyon is a very sharp sword, and it's sharpened from both sides. Tik Misperes. It's the case of scissors, either a barber or something like that, or let's say professionally cutting wool, or misparayim, the hatar, which is a razor. So the case of all these things, tik shel mikroil, it's the case of eye makeup, ubeis hakroil, it's the case of the kli that the kroil is put into. Tik machtev. We had this in Perek Yud Gimel. They used some type of sharpened instrument made out of metal to write. Uturuntek. This is some type of cover that has a few compartments that have little kelim, maybe like a toolbox of some sort. Tik tavlo uskrutio. These are some type of, maybe it's made out of wood, and on it is carved, let's say tsurois, astronomy tables, or let's say math tables we would have, but they're carved onto a piece of wood. Beis hachitzim is a holder for arrows. Beis hapagoishois, this is a holder that has a different type of, same idea. Beis Achitz and Beis Avgashus go together. Hare Lutmeim. They're all Nartikim. So all covers that are clay kibble, because they have something going inside of them, are Mekabel Tum. Now the Rambam brings this halach as a direct hemshech of the Zeh Aklal, the previous Mishnah of Reb Yosi. That it has to be Meshamish B'Shas Melacha Shalai B'Shas Melacha. The Rabbit says this also, and the Kasha is, the Mishnah Achrona has the Kasha. L'chayra, if a person draws his sword, the tick of the sword is only Mishamish Shalai B'Shas Melacha, not B'Shas Melacha. His faket doesn't have the basic prerequisite to be a base kibble. It's not B'Shas Melacha. So some type of sword that's not drawn, it's not clear. Tik Simponio, some type of musical instrument that's made out of metal. You'll recognize the word symphony. Bizman shu noisim elamalo, if it's something that's put in, the opening is on the top of it, tome, because that's the tzura of a kli with a kli ki, with a base kibble. There's an opening, it goes into the kli from the top. The kli goes into the base kibble. Mitzidoi, if it's something that only puts in on the side, tohor. Now, what's called the top, what's called the side? Just turn it over. Turn over the side onto the tap. It's not just a hole on the side. The whole tzur of the zach is different. With the holes on tap, what that means to say is that it goes into safely into the base kibble, and then it's carried that way. So it's a kli, has a base kibble, and it's mitalpul mimakom lemakom. The one that's on the side is the whole side is open. It's put in just to protect it here, but you don't move it that way. It's not movable because you'll carry it, it'll slip out. Samuel, that's not a base kibble, that's just a kisui. Samuel, that's not a kabel tum. Tik chalilin. A chol is also as a flute. Rabbi Yehuda mitar mepnei shu noisne mitzidoi. What we just had. So why does Rabbi Yehuda have to be moisiv dishtekel? Sounds like only Rabbi Yehuda. It sounds like I suffer Rabbi Yehuda. Farshim ha-matmi, they don't have a pshat. Chipoi ho'alo. There's some type of heavy stick that they used to use in battle. It has a thing at the end for hand-to-hand combat where they would swing and they would hit somebody. Oh, it's called in English a mace, maybe something like that. It's made out of metal, and there's a ball-shaped heavy piece on the front of it with spikes sticking out. This is where the Rav explains it. So the nartik, the case of it, or keshes, roimach, or weapons, that's not called a kli kibble. Why not? Zaklau, Hosilutik, whatever case is made as a tik mamish, tome, because that has din of a clay kibul. If it's made lechipui, just to cover it over, not as a case to carry it, but just as a chipui to cover it over, tohor. The covering of a piano, the marshal, is not made as a kli, that you carry the kli with the piano inside, of course. It's a covering of a piano, this way it doesn't get dusty. So all these type of things are lechipui, that's not mekabel tumah. The pshat, the way we just explained, chipui, ho'alo, etc., is actually a big machlokes sushanim. The way we explain is arriving in Teres Kohanim, and it doesn't give the chaneitza exactly how to explain what the cutoff is between a tik and a chifui. So, l'cher what comes out, there's a whole arichus over there. L'cher what comes out is, the way we explained it, a chipui is just there when the thing is out of commission. It's not really part of how you carry it, it's not really part of how you use it. So it's just to cover it when it's out of commission. So that's a chelik of the kli. Well, that is a kli, not a chelik of the kli, but that's a kli because it holds something. The tik is what carries that thing from place to place. And mamela, it's a chelik of the cherev is when you carry that case, is the shalai b'shas malacha we asked before, the l'cherish. It's always shalai b'shas malacha, because when a person draws a sword, then l'cherish, that's b'shas malacha, it's not in it. But that's for the chelik of the base kibble of the kli. Mashenkin the chipui doesn't really carry with. It's just when the kli is put aside. Rambam over here has different pirush. The Rambam in Pirush and Mishnah says that chipui is miloshen kisui of tzipui hakelim. And tzipui hakelim, the Rambam shita we had before in Perek Aleph Mishnah Dal. The Rambam shita, and he passes this way in Perek Dalet, the Hilchos Kelim is that kelim hametzupim tohirim even when they have a base kibul. Because the kli is only mekabel tumo, the thing itself, not the tzipui. The Rash says it's a different nature. The chipui is only attached mish'arai. It's not permanently part of it. Mashenkin, the tik, is part of it. Maybe similar to what we explained before. Perek Yizayim. The Mishnah over here is a klolistic Mishnah. Kol kli bali batim shi'uron birimoinim. This is an inyan that we've discussed before, and we'll explain it again. The shear of something which is completely mufka mimenu teres kli is that a rimon, which is a pretty big fruit, could fall out. If that's the case, the hole is so big that the kli is rendered useless. A smaller amount, vaistois, the kli would still be good for a bigger fruit. Egoizim, rimonim. There is a shear of kemoitze zeisim, and that we had in Perek Gimel and other places by a kli cheres. The answer is obvious. A kli cheres is less choshev, so it's easier thrown out. Now we have over here an extra title over here called Kol Kli Bali Batim Shurim Kirimayim. What is that coming lafuke? So you look at the sugis in Rashi and Brochus and Sukkah and Ervin Davdalid. It explains that the shear of Kol Kli Bali Batim is lafuke. Kelim of an Uman. An Uman, Kelim, since he uses it for sales, has to be more accurate. So Melech will throw out his Kli if there's a Mashu of a Chson. If there's something that renders the Kli ineffective, he'll throw it out. A person at home is not trying to be effective, he's just trying to make do. He's not going to throw out something which is relatively expensive, Kli Eitz, or for sure Kli Mateches, if it's not Kemoitzi Rimoy. Now, theoretically, Yovei Baldin Loimar, and say the same way if a bag, a sack, or a kli eitz, or kli mateches has a hole in it, the size of moitzi rimon, so you won't use it for rimonim, you use it only for rimonim. Why not say that if something has a rip, a break, a puncture, the size of a rimon, so you'll put in bags of milk, containers of milk? The answer to that is that the halacha of moitzi rimon is a halacha of moitzi sinai. The context of the three Rashis that we just brought up, Gemara, in Brochus Daf Mem Aleph, Erev and Davdal, Tzuchah Davov, says that each one of the Shivas Haminim, Chita, Sora, and so on, are in the Torah because all of them have halachos that are related to that size. A Zayis, of course, is the size of every Maisa Achila. The rimon is the shear that makes a kli ois kli. What that means is, there's halacha l'moshe v'sinai. It's a halacha deraisa that we can't argue about or debate. That once something has the size of moitzi rimon, it's mufka from teras kli. Even if you're meferish miyachid it only for bigger items. The cheshbon of use it for something bigger is only when it's something smaller than the whole size of a moitzi rimon. Now we did use a nusach over here that's not pashut at all. And that is, we said that kli cheres has its own dynamic of moitzi kezayis, but a kli mateches we included also in the kelim that have a halacha of moitzi rimon. It's not so pashut at all. And that is because that there definitely is halacha, the kli mateches, when something becomes broken, as soon as it's not oisei malach derishayna, it's bottom men of the teres kli. Why is that? A kli mateches has something that it could be fixed easier. It's easier to fix mateches. Well, a kli is, once it gets a hole, it's very hard. You're going to have to patch it up with something. Mateches is easy enough. You melt it together. It's done professionally. It was made professionally. A professional can fix it. That's first of all. Second of all, a kli mateches, because it's made professionally, is used b'kpeida for the things that it's supposed to be used for. If it's not its usage, then you don't hold on to it in that sense. So that's klar that a kli mateches that was made for small pieces, and it was nishbar, boifin where it was nikev, batsim where there's a hole, a smaller size than a maitzirima, becomes ice kli. Shaz, what happens if you then took the kli mateches and you were miyachid if it's something bigger? You had a kli that was used for very small beans. As soon as the kli has a hole big enough to be moitzi beans, then it's ice kli. You then took the kli that's holy, and you miyachid it instead of for beans, for apples. So now it's going to be a kli until the size is kemoitzi apples. B'chayra. Shteit nishtazoi. The shear of kemoitzi rimoin is a shvira of the kli, whether you miyachid if it's something bigger or not. It's the same halacha moshe v'sinai that we just discussed. So the one who's mechadish this vort, it sounds this way from Rashi and Shabbos after Zayin, and Zeraivin Hilchus Kelim Perikidal Halachates. But this lechera would be why we included kli mateches in the din of kemoitzi rimoin, because that halacha moshe v'sinai is absolute. It's another point worth mentioning in the same context of this halacha moshe v'sinai kemoitzi rimoin. That is, in kli cheres back in Perik Gimel, we had that the shear of a kli that's miyuchid l'mashkin is kekoinis mashkin. Shear is a lot smaller than a moitzi zayis. If the kli will take in liquid from the outside, then it can't hold on to liquid. That's mevatel menu, the shame teacup or whatever it is. That's oimid l'mashkin. Why don't we have that by kli eitz? Or at least it doesn't sound that way. We have a mission in front of us that does not say another shear, only kemoitzi rimoin. So the achrayim much over this, Chaznish and others. L'chare, what you have to say is that even by an osir l'mashkin, by kli eitz, so you'll use it for something else. You'll make a nice kli l'mashkin. Again, kli cheres, the shear could be smaller because you'll throw it out easier because that's the mitzis of a kli cheres. If it was nasa l'mashkin, so if it was made l'kach, it's ois kli if it's not any more imit for that shimush. A kli eitz, beged, sack, and other things that are here, you won't say that. L'maisa, you have to add a tesefes svara to that. A chelik of the halacha moshe v'sinai is that even a kli that was made for a smaller size, that was made for a mashke, let's say, there's a din that there's a shem kli on any clay kibbol that has the size where it could hold on to remind him. That's a chelik of the halacha moshe v'sinai. You look at the pnei shuim brachas daf mem aleph mutras, says in the gemara l'cho, you have to come out that the halacha is only midrabanan, as mechinu akrov, then he asks, l'cho it's halacha moshe v'sinai. The way we're explaining it, that shear, that a base kibbol that has a size of kemoitzi rimoin and smaller has a shem kli. That's absolute. Achrayim have one mutcherai with this. L'chayra ad kama that there's halacha l'moshe v'sinai, which is absolute, doesn't make a difference what type of kli, who's using the kli. If it's a kli, that's eitz or another material, the halacha is maitzirimen. If the it's not maitzirimen, it's a kli. So why by kli uman? We just said that kli balabata means lafuke kli uman. No, kli uman, why do you say halacha maitzirimen sinai? What you're going to have to compare it to, Mishnah's Tirus brings the tzush though, is that there's another halacha maitzirimen sinai over there where you see also that's not absolute. The Gemara says the share of a kigregeres, which is advash in the Shiva Saminim, is loitzos Shabbos. Carrying out any foodstuff the size of a gregeres is chil Shabbos deraisa. It has to have chshivus. That's the chshivus. Fregen achreinim that if you look in the perek in Shabbos perek hamatzniya, that if somebody carries out something which is roi lachilo, but it's a lot smaller, but you have it als medicine or you have it to plan, hetznia lezera ledumu lerufua chayiv. The halacha is over there, the chayiv are much less. What's the halacha? The halacha is the benzu. So we also say that even though it's halacha moish v'sinei, but it depends who. So one question usually doesn't answer another, but over here you'll have to say doshteto. The next layer of this kasha on the very next words in the Mishnah. Reb Lazoi mer, everything we said now is the Tana Kama. Over the Helik Tana Reb Lazoi holds b'mashehein. He's chelik on the whole halacha. Reb Lazoi holds that everything is totally in the original usage. If a kli was miyuchet for teinim and it was nikiv k'moitzi teinim, it's always kli. If it was made for remainim and it's nikiv k'moitzi remainim, it's always kli. If it was made for water pitchers, so it has to be nikiv k'water pitchers. Azaydas, that's the way it is. So the shaila is Reb Elazar chelik halacha moshe m'sinai, the famous Maram Mokim, the Rambam, it's Mamrim. It says halacha moshe m'sinai is always a dova muskum. It's a shir, it's a fact that's never disputed. There's no machlok tanoims about halacha moshe m'sinai. They never lose track of halacha moshe m'sinai. So does Reb Elazar argue? It's a gevaldige kasha. Mishnah Achrona says what you're going to have to say is like this. Reb Elazar is also asking, what happens if you have a kli and it was nikiv, it was miyuchid l'teinim, it was nikiv k'moitzi teinim, ois kli. What happens now if you're miyachid it for something big? The halacha is you can't be miyachid something that has a hole the size of moitzi rimoin. It's not oimid to be turned into a kli. If it's a kli and it's meant for very large items, then even k'moitzi rimoin won't necessarily make it ois kli. But to make it into a kli when it has a hole the size of a mitzi rimoin, to steer it to the chefta of a kli, so it won't become a kli. Reb Elazar is maskim. The shaila is then only how far to take that. Is that only legabi the etzem shem kli when you're trying to be miyachid a kli? Or it's even a kli legabi being mafkia the shem kli? That kneich is totally machlokes Reb Elazar and Tana Kama. That has to be the pshat. Kupois haganonim. These are kli eitz of gardeners. They put in different types of plants from the garden. Shi'uran ba'agudei shel yorok. The shear of becoming ois kli is with the nekev, that you can get out one of these types of vegetation that are growing inside the kupa. Shobalabatim, not of professional gardeners. Stam, they have these boxes for piles of tevin. The shears be tevin. However much tevin will come out, and the tevin can then be put into that kli. Shel balonin. These are kupois of balonin, are usually people that work in the base merchatz, the mikveh attendant. So part of the job of a mikveh attendant, of a balan, is that he has to heat up the mikveh. Because of that, he has material to heat up the base merchatz and it's put inside this kupa. So that's the shear. The shear is when the when gvova, which is a certain type of material, could come out. That means that the kli is not doing its job. One last sheet, they're bringing up the rear. Rabbi Yeshua, I make kulam b'rimayinim. Rabbi Yeshua L'chayri is learning that the halacha l'mayishim v'sinai is kefi pshutai. That is the shear. It sounds like we don't pass it not to Yeshua, not to Belezer, not to one, not to the other. Passing the Tanakam, which is something in the middle. Yeshua holds that all kli, that means kli shal balabatim, kli shal baliumnis, all of them have a shir k'maytzirim, and that's the halacha moshe m'sinai v'zeo. Chacham HaMechalik. Same way we point out a dogma of other Halachim HaShem HaSinai, but there is a Bava HaMechalik. And Rebbe Elazar is to the other extreme.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.